We'll move on to item five, which is reports. Our first report is Texas Water Development Board, Anita.
Hi, everyone. I just have a few updates for us. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
As someone mentioned earlier, we did send out some guidance on the amendment process back in October. I just want to update you all that all those materials are also on our website. We also hosted the second cycle contract kickoff webinar in November, and a recording of that webinar, as well as the slides, can be found on our website. And then I just want to do a friendly announcement of some webinars we plan to host. The next one will be in January 9th, and that'll be our payment request webinar. Sponsors and technical consultants, as well as financial staff, are invited to attend. We'll be sending out an email with a meeting link very soon. And then we're also planning on doing a CHEERS conference call sometime in the spring of 2025 as well. And that's all I have.
Thank you so much, Anita. Any questions to the Texas Water Development Board from the group? Don't see any. So we'll go on to regional planning sponsor, Pam.
I don't think I have any updates of anything.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Pam. And our own Lower Brazos chair, Alicia.
First, thanks, Anthony, for covering for me. I really appreciate that. And you guys look good in the small room. We got bumped to the small room out of a necessity a month or so ago. But what we realized is it seems to give a better view from the outside, and it actually works better for us. So unless we hear some complaints from anybody else, I think Pam's going to try to keep us in that room because I think it makes it a little bit more user-friendly. You guys heard what Ryan was saying. Like, we had this off year, right? We were contracting. We were figuring out the amendment. We are way ahead of the other groups. But as you can see, the deadlines are going to start hitting fast and furious. So we're going to be busy next year. So if you do not want to be here, especially folks that aren't on the call today, like, it's time to step off and let somebody be here, right? So as we'll start looking at some attendance issues that we've had and have to make some hard calls going forward to make sure that all of our areas are represented and that, you know, we're doing the best we can. It's not going to be easy going forward. As you saw, we had some hard decisions, and that's going to continue. So we want to make sure we have people who can represent and are available. So as we start off, if we don't necessarily need a January meeting, then that first meeting will be, you know, voting for officers and all that kind of stuff. So unless there's a necessity, Pam, for a January meeting, we may hold off to that first February meeting. I think the bylaws are set up to just say our first meeting of the year, we have to do those steps, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So right now we'll tentatively plan that, you know, no January. And then we'll hit the ground running, and unless something changes. So it's going to be a busy time.